We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This was in a social media post just moments ago. I'm just going to read it directly to you from Matt Gaetz, who, of course, was up on Capitol Hill yesterday meeting with senators toured around by J.D. Vance. This is from Matt Gaetz. Quote, I had excellent meetings with senators yesterday. Uh-huh. I appreciate their thoughtful feedback and the incredible support of so many. Well, the momentum was strong. It is clear that my confirmation was unfairly becoming a distraction to the critical work of the Trump-Vance transition. There is no time to waste on a needlessly protracted Washington scuffle. Thus, I'll be withdrawing my name from consideration to serve as Attorney General.
Yay! One down. I don't know how many to go. I'm going to say four. Let's go for headset next. Let's do that one. Got to work really hard on that. Not really. Oh, my God. All right. So, oh, geez. All right. Where do we start? I'll start where we started when Brett came in, okay? You can ask me all your questions again, Brett, if you remember any of them, now that I've succinctly and affirmatively answered all your queries about Matt.
Yeah, I thought there was like a quid pro quo, but I had this really...
A quid pro quo?
Well, like, hey, you know, we won't release the report if you step down now. And I kind of also had this really optimistic view that, hey, maybe it's this, the Republican senators are sending a message to Trump that we're not going to tolerate these ridiculous appointments and you got to appoint somebody, you know, that makes sense, that's experienced. And then you broke my heart.
That was a lot there, Brett. That was a lot. What you came in asking me was, did the House withhold the ethics report because they were giving Matt Gaetz a chance to withdraw his name? And I told you very quickly, no, that is not what happened at all. What happened was there was a breaking news about a second underage girl. That's number one. But number two, Matt Gaetz was not in the House yesterday. He was in the Senate yesterday because the Senate would have to confirm him. That's the Senate's job, advising consent, right? And he was being led around by J.D. Vance, which, I mean, the two of them, it's like Dancing with the Stars goes super uber gay. I would pay money to watch them do ballroom, wouldn't you? I mean, it's just beautiful. It's a visual that I actually... Okay, so he was bringing... J.D. was bringing Matt Gaetz around to the Senate to tell them, don't worry, we got this, you know. And, you know, they were saying, no, you don't got this. There are enough votes to keep you from being the next attorney general. We hate you. You've been nasty your entire freaking career. You're a horror show of a person. And no, there's enough votes here to not confirm you. So put yourself through it. Don't put yourself through it. Up to you. We're out. And I can name the people that were a no, okay? It was Mitch McConnell was a no. Could you believe that? Has Mitch McConnell has finally seen something in a Republican he would not tolerate? Because, you know, at first he didn't tolerate the violence on his, you know, workspace, on his office, you know, the Capitol. But then he became okay with it. And we owe all of this to Mitch McConnell. Yes, we do, because Mitch McConnell had a chance to have Donald Trump convicted and removed in the Senate for the violence that was visited on our Capitol. Uh-huh. And he refused to convict Donald Trump at the trial for his second impeachment. You know, the House impeaches and the Senate removes. And Mitch McConnell refused to remove. And if he would have, then Donald Trump would not be eligible to have run for president again. And none of us would be here. Okay. So I blame Mitch McConnell. But it's interesting that Matt Gaetz was a bridge too far for old Mitch. I don't know. So he was a no. Remember Mark Wayne Mullen? He used to be a House member. Now he's a senator from Oklahoma. He was a no. He was the guy who told us what Getz was doing on the floor, his fellow Republican was doing on the floor of the House, showing him naked girls with hula hoops. I don't know what that is. And then, you know, bragging about his conquest and showing videos of his conquest. And Mark Wayne Mullen was like, you know, grossed by it. He didn't want to see his colleague having the sex. Okay, like, I don't know who does. Unless you work with some really magnificent humans and it's a porn set, I don't think anybody signs up for this. I don't think anybody wants to go to work and, you know, see Bob in the mailroom have sex with, you know, 16-year-old girls. I just don't think that's a thing that anybody would tolerate in their workplace. And so Mark Wayne Mullen was a no because now he's in the Senate. Susan Collins was a no, which is fascinating. And Lisa Murkowski was a no. So there were enough votes not to confirm him. And that should have been enough reason for him to withdraw, but it wasn't. It wasn't. You know why? Because there was this opportunity for, right, recess appointments. And so he was not in a mood to withdraw until CNN came out today with breaking news. And the breaking news was that the Ethics Committee was told of a second sexual encounter between Matt Getz and another 17-year-old girl. And yes, there were witnesses. And so Paula Reed, who was, you know, she's the congressional reporter for CNN. She was like, it's so interesting because we just got off the phone with him like 45 minutes ago to tell him we're breaking this news, because that's what the media does. They call you. I know this. I've been on the receiving end and I've been on the giving end of having to break news and calling people to either say, I'm breaking this story about you. Do you have any comment? This is how it goes. Or having someone call me and say, we're going to press with this story about you. Do you have any comment? Been on both. Okay. So Paula Reed was doing the asking for the comment.
We're hearing that Attorney General nominee, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, has withdrawn his nomination for Attorney General. But Dana, this comes about 45 minutes after we reached out to him about some new reporting that we have. And this new reporting is that there was a second sexual encounter between him and an underage woman at a party in 2017. Now, I have covered the investigation into allegations that the congressman may have had sex with a minor for 4 years now. And Dana, yes, this was the first time that we had learned that the underage woman had testified to a second sexual encounter. Oh. And I learned from my sources, along with our colleague Sarah Ferris, that she had testified to this to the House Ethics Committee.
Okay, so let me correct myself. I misunderstood the breaking news. It's happening very quickly. So the breaking news is not that there was a second girl. No. The breaking news is that the underage girl had sex with him a second time, which makes it oh so much better. No, it does not. No, it does not. Okay, so CNN called him to ask for comment, and I think this is when he said, all right, I know when I've been licked all over by a 17-year-old girl, and so I will withdraw my name. So here's where we are. Can you say Senator Matt Getz? What? Or Representative Matt Getz in the next Congress? Or Matt Getz needs a gig. Either way, any of those three are all, in play here. They're all possible. They're all really, really dark scenarios for us as a country. To have a guy like this, another pedophile, another Chester the Molester, another dude, another guy, another day with another underage. Sometimes it's a boy, sometimes it's a girl, sometimes it's a dead goat. RFK Jr. Just saying, where are these people coming from? Where are they coming from, and how do they all find each other inside of a Trump 47 administration? How? How is this possible? Well, I'll tell you how. Donald Trump, when you actually selected a felon to be president, a rapist who was literally found liable for raping a woman, as your president, this is what you invited. This is what you get. Now, half the country didn't do it, but the other half did.